Oh, thank you guys for being here today. How many of y'all excited to be in worship today? Wow. Man. You know, it's amazing to me. It's been a cool week. How many of y'all have ever had a cool week? Just had a cool week. You get those every once in a while. And I want you to know today that the most important thing that you can hear from a place called Hillview Heights Church is this, is Jesus is willing to love any life, no matter where it's been, that it can be completely restored in the grace of Jesus. That's been a heartbeat of this church. A tough way to live. But I want you to know we've been living that way for 21 years together. That Jesus sees what we cannot see. Isn't that cool? Let me give you just a little bit of history. 21 years ago, I was a lot younger. And life was at a different spot. In fact, 21 years ago, Elizabeth and I looked like a lot of you. And we were filled with a message from God, a moment from God. We believed that people didn't have to be left out of church. We believed that God could save anybody. No matter how messed up a trail they had found themselves on, that God could bring them back and reestablish their life. How many of y'all believe that's possible? That God can do that in your life? And so, with that, guess what? We believe that's the rhythm of the gospel. That God wants you to be forgiven so that you might live a new life. And that life cannot be taken away. So today I want to give you one theme. First of all, I want to tell you that Elizabeth and I, our kids have enjoyed growing up at Hillview Heights Church. And I want you to know that, man, that Elizabeth and I weren't even going to have kids because we were in the ministry. And we had hung out with people's kids that had been in the ministry, and we said, we don't want to do that to a human being. And we were like, man, but you know what? Our kids have gotten to see a church that's gone through good times, tough times, hard times, all kinds of times, and God has been Lord of them all. So if you're going to hang out here at Hillview, welcome. If this is your first time here, I want to welcome you to an amazing God who has created a community on Nashville Road, one of the many faith communities in this city, where we say, guess what? Jesus died on the cross. He's risen from the grave. There's a new life. God loves you. Embrace that. And now let's go live. Now let's go live. How many of you can say this? You've at least gotten somewhat better than when you first started coming. Huh? Now, Betty Lois, I think you've been amazing. You've been beautiful these whole 21 years. But I do want to thank Betty Lois as part of the original 30. And Betty Lois, it seems just like yesterday we were sitting in that boardroom and there was this young, wide-eyed preacher who was telling y'all that God wanted to change the whole city. And you know what? People like Betty Lois, who had a heartbeat and had the rhythm of the gospel running through her veins. Now, at that time, it ran more with Southern gospel music, but it ran, didn't it, Betty Lois? And it's people like Betty Lois that took a big risk and said, you know what? Whatever. May God be known. That's simply what 30 people said. May God be known. They had no idea that Bobby Baldwin was going to show up back then with long black hair and a Paul Reed Smith Jr. guitar on the first Sunday in the chapel because he wanted the Lord to have his best. Because he said, the Lord seen me at my worst, and he pulled me to my best. And I thank God to be able to be a part of a church like that. That's why all you university students, man, I want you to share on campus. I know a lot of your friends, a lot of your folks that you hang out with in class. I know they don't buy that Jesus Christ is the Lord. I understand that. But you need to tell them he is. And you know what? You got to learn sometimes from your foremothers and forefathers. Somebody's got to stand up or everybody will sink. Somebody's got to stand up. And you know what? I thank God for a group of older people. They were not radical. They were not innovative. They were not edgy. They were not on the latest cool Christian surf web. Guess what they were? Now guys, y'all want some words that'll change your life? These won't. Edgy, trendy, for the moment. This is cool. Those are all nice. But man, they fade quick. Y'all know that. Joe, you've already been through 13 hairstyles in 3 years. Those things fade what? Fast. But here's some things that'll last. Open, faithful. God moves in my life. God shows us the way. Jesus, the way, the truth, and the what?
Life.
God reviving His people. God staying with His people. God loving His people. Those things will never be taken away. And so I want you to go with me. I just want to give you a reminder of some heads up, and I want you to get this word in you today. God continues on and takes you with Him. Somebody hear what I'm saying today? God continues on and takes what? You with Him. So go with me to 1 John chapter 3. And I want us to see the first stance that God has to us. How many of y'all are glad to know that God created us? And this sounds simple, but it's important. Here's what I'm discovering. Clay, I'm not aging. You're not aging, are you? I am seasoning, but I'm not aging. You with me? I figure I'm like, you know, a fine wine or grape juice for you Church of Christ and Baptists. The longer it sits, the longer it ages, the longer it cures, the more full-flavored it becomes. Did you realize that? That's actually mentioned in the Bible, the curing, the aging, the full body, that as the journey continues, it gets better. Isn't that neat? Now, apply to that some things. You know what? Watch this. This amazes me. Other than Elizabeth, y'all are the only other thing that does this. And so for me, the two greatest things in my life are doing what they need to do. I'm more excited today about being one of the pastors at Hillview Heights Church than I was 21 years ago when I stepped in the chapel and thought to myself, oh my God, I've either heard you or if I've missed it this time, this is going on the top five screw-ups yet. But it was God. He was speaking into my life what I could not see. Now, a lot of y'all are young and moving and grooving, and you know what I love about being young? You don't know what you can see yet. You don't know what you're going to be. How many of y'all realize that? I mean, when you're young, I mean, it's pretty cool. You can be, a lot of y'all can be anything you want to be right now without a lot of interference. True? If you decided to go to medical school and you had those smarts, you could do it. You could go to law school. You could run for a political office. But as your life goes on and you add things to it, it's not that it becomes impossible, but it becomes more difficult to arrive at those places. Would you agree with me? Like right now, if I dreamed of being a wide receiver in college football, you know, that's going to remain a dream. Because I have run out of ability. Makes sense. I never had that ability. So if I have a dream of being a track star, that ain't going to happen. As life goes on, some of the things pass by. Now, I want to start there. Guess what? You're going to have things pass by in your life. Cool deal? And at Hillview, here's what we teach. Be in Christ where you are. Like, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to be honest with you, man, if I put on a T-shirt that I wore 21 years ago, it would look really gross. Because there's a lot more reverend here than there was 21 years ago. And if I think I could even wear a medium back then, Joe. If I put a medium on today, I'd look like a pack of that Jiffy Pop popcorn right here just getting ready to explode. You know, we got to be in Christ where we are. Does that make sense? How many of y'all have ever seen this? How many of y'all have ever seen somebody in their 40s trying to act 14? Oh, that's nasty. Mama, please do not wear what your daughter's wearing. You are not her. That is an illusion in your mind. And we get these illusions. Now, hold on. Here's what we do. We want to stay where we used to be, where there was a good time. And here's what's so bad about that. Life doesn't move on. And here's the great thing about love. It continues on, it moves on, and what is coming is greater than what is in this moment. Isn't that neat? Now, I'm going to give you something. You only got one thing. It's not going to fade away. And think about all the energy we put into life on stuff that just what? Fades. This week, I watched Peyton Manning. It seemed just like a few days ago, he was wearing that disgusting color of UT orange. And he was playing for a national championship, and now he's won a Super Bowl, but now because of an injury, it's come to a time for him for that to come to an end. The Indianapolis Colts without Peyton Manning, a new era, a new moment. But here's what I found. All of our titles come to a close. Bobby, in your world as a musician back in the 70s, long before most in this room were even a thought, a twinkle of an eye, or just one hot night. Guess what? There was this thing called one-hit wonders. Songs that you hear that you never know who sung them. You just knew they were a song. It was a moment. We see today with Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, we see a generation craving for their 10 minutes in the spotlight. And then they're what? Forgotten. That's really the rhythm of life. All my titles will fall off except one. I will not stand before the Lord and He addressed me as pastor. He won't address me as husband. He won't address me as father. He will address me as Steve, child of God. There's only one title in your life it's going to take you through forever. Child of who? That's it. Because think, everything else disengages. What is this? Marriage. Elizabeth and I made a covenant vows. What did we say? To death do us what? Part. Elizabeth asked me sometimes when we discussed these things, she said, honey, do you think we'd be married in heaven? I said, no, honey, there is no marriage in heaven. It's heaven. We don't have to do that in heaven. It'll be a glorious relationship. We all hang out and it's going to be beyond marriage. And marriage is pretty incredible. But heaven's what? Yeah, that's right, Ronnie. It's beyond that. It's beyond what we can see or imagine. And I always kid Elizabeth. I said, honey, you really wouldn't want to live with me forever, would you? She said, no, I was just checking to see if you was right about it. Then she asked me, do we get new husbands? I said, no, we're in love with the Lord. You get one a life. That's all you can stand, you know? You get that moment. Watch this. God sees what you can't be. And I've learned that here at Hillview. God sees what I can't even see I can be. And I want you to grasp that today. And I want you to understand that you're in a church that's going to drive and sing and praise and love and anticipate God doing exceedingly more in you than you can imagine. Go with me to 1 John chapter 3. Are you there yet? Verse 1. I want to dig about three truths out of here today for us to celebrate these 21 years. What is coming is greater than what we've seen. How many of y'all believe that? What is coming is greater than what? What we've seen. So, Mark, I want you to put that to rhythm in your life, right? Right now, you love your boy. I remember when you had the bottle on him, yeah? But guess what? What is coming in his life is even greater than what you can see now. And that's pretty incredible, isn't it? How many of y'all have ever heard this? You've been to some kind of motivational, you know, moment in your life or your job had some guy come in and talk about attitude, perspective of life, and he or she told you this. Your cup is either half full or half empty. How many of y'all have ever heard that gig? Or, you know, when y'all were in high school, somebody came in to work on your attitude and said you need to be a half cup full type of person and have, y'all get that routine? Well, guess what? You're better than that. I got to thinking about that. Elizabeth and I, we talk a lot more now. We don't have kids in the house. So she was asking me about, we were going over different perspectives. And I said, and it occurred to me last night as I was looking at the sermon. I said, you know what? Here's the thing about God. It's not half anything. In fact, when I thought about cups in the Bible, it never said there was a half full cup. It didn't say that. Pastor Bobby, he didn't say there was a half empty and a half full. He said, my cup overflows. And I said, you know what the world's been? We ain't got no overflowers. I'm so full of God that what you're going to be a part of is the overflow of God in my life. I understand that God can do exceedingly more than I can. And so the overflow is going to drive the witness of God. You know what? We need some churches full of the overflow of God. I want to thank you all that you all are willing to celebrate. You're willing to surrender. How about Pastor Jamie last week? He was off the hook. Amen? Give him a hand. I'm telling you. I mean, he was off the hook preaching truth. Now, here's what I know about Pastor Jamie. He can't pick a college football team, but the boy can preach. What a powerful sermon to be surrendered to God. You know why you need to be surrendered to God? You become exceedingly more than you could ever imagine. And young people, listen, y'all are going to be, guess what? You're going to be shot out all over the world from this place. You don't even know where you're going to be 5 years from now. So don't get all cocky and say, well, I do too because I went to my guidance counselor at the university and we got a plan. Yeah, I had one too. I had one of those when I was 18. How many of y'all had a plan when you was 18? You know what that is? God's joke on your reality. I had this plan. Watch this. I had this plan. I remember when I was young, I had a plan. I told Elizabeth, I said, we're going to go. I was going to play college football at Georgetown College. I did. And I was going to finish up there for 4 years. After that, I was going to do 2.5 years of seminary, and then we would get married. I was back at Western my sophomore year and married. There went my plan. We went through seminary together and grad school together and more school together. And then we had schools together. And then we had children in the midst of that. And you know what? Here's what I've learned in life. God's plan is better than any idea I have. Somebody hear what God's trying to say today. God's plan is better than any idea I will ever have. Now I'm going to blow you away. He's better than your neighbor's idea too. How many of y'all always got somebody telling you what's best for you? And y'all got that? Yeah. Well, this ought to be digga 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 digga. You know what? Let me tell you what's best for you. Receive God's love. Look what he says. See how great. Look at verse 1. See how great is the love God, the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called what? Children of who? God. And that's who we are. The reason the world doesn't know us is it didn't know who? Him. So I'm going to give you two things. First of all, I want you to see that God sees you as you will be. Pretty cool, isn't it? God doesn't see this, you know, messed up human being. Guess what he sees, Sebastian? What you will be. Guess what you can't see? What you will be. That's very smart. But guess what you can do? You can walk that way. In fact, God is in love with us. We ought to be singing that country song by George Strait all the time. You look so good in love. You remember that song? Any of y'all know that song? Any of y'all listen to country music? If not, you need to repent and start. It'll help you. It's got good lyrics. You look so good in what? Love. I know, Pew, you don't like it, but every once in a while, Mama needs to fall off the train because the train conductor was drunk and headed to jail. Okay, it's country music. It's real life disturbances. Isn't that right, John? It's real life moments saying, wait a minute, where are you, God? God is loving us beyond our capability of understanding. See how great the love God has for us, that he lavished it on us. How many of y'all are glad to be lavished, loved children of God? That is who you are. The Bible says so. Now, that doesn't mean we do this, just get ooey, gooey, feely, willy, and everything's okay. What that means, the love of God purposes us, catch this, for the destiny of God. Does that make sense? The love of God purposes us for the destiny of God. He's never going to let go of us. He allows us to continue on. If you don't mind, if you look next to your worshiping partner and just go, in the name of Jesus, you will continue on. Somebody tell that to your neighbor. In the name of Jesus. Come on, y'all, work with me. Talk to each other. In the name of Jesus, you will do what? You will continue on. Why? Because God has lavished his love on him. I mean, I'm talking lavished. How many of y'all have ever lavished something? You know what I love lavishing? Biscuits. I'm going to tell you, I love biscuits. I ain't talking about them Hungry Jack bang on the side of the counter biscuits. I'm talking about grandmama's old biscuits. I'm talking about them biscuits. Only old women can make biscuits. Like you're supposed to. You know what I mean? Like biscuits. Grandmama biscuits. The kind you get that old bowl out and there's flour. It ain't no Hungry Jack flour. I mean, the real stuff, they in there working them. They got a, even white women get a rhythm when they're making biscuits, man. I mean, they up there getting this thing done. Then you take those biscuits and you lay it out and you lavish them. Mm-hmm. I mean, you get the kind of gravy that just smelling it clogs at least one of your arteries. I mean, it's, and how many of y'all have ever seen somebody just put a, my wife would do something like this. She'd get a biscuit and put a drop of gravy on it. I want to stay healthy. Me? Son, I got heart attack biscuits. I mean, if you're going to sin, if you're going to die, die well. I mean, when I go to the doctor says your arteries are clogged, I want to know why. I said, you're right, they should be. I had a good friend of mine, you had a good friend of yours, Chuck. I like people that just deal straight with reality. And he'd gotten esophagus cancer. He asked the doctor, how do they think you get this? He said, well, smoke foods, bourbon, and smoking cigarettes. He looked at the doctor and said, I should have it. In other words, it wasn't a mystery of why it happened. He was forewarned, but not heeded the call. Lavished. God lavishes himself on us. Why? Our destiny will continue on. Now, if you're real, real young right now, you go, oh, that ain't no big deal. Hey, the longer you live, that'd be a big deal. Amen. How many of y'all glad to know you continue on? Amen. You know what I love about Hillview? It's going to continue on. Amen. I was reminded of that 2 weeks ago when we had to say see you later to our Costa Rican pastor. His moment of ministry ended. They didn't fire him. He passed away. But he really didn't pass away. See, that's a bad term. When we say people passed away, that's for people that don't believe in Jesus. They do. They pass away. But those who are in Christ continue on. See, I'm glad to be a part of something that continues on and doesn't pass away. Children of God continue on. And that's who you are. Now, this doesn't make a lick of sense to people that don't want to believe in Jesus. Why? What are they about? They're about themselves. They're about this moment. They're about this world. I want you to hear me clearly. Most, not just most, all of what we hold on to will fade away sometime. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. How many of y'all used to just adore how you looked? You live long enough, what happens? It don't look like it. I don't care what you do to it. Pull it up, prop it up, stitch it up. It's coming down. Why? Hold on. No, it's even deeper than that. I know I'm being a little humorous here, but it's even deeper than that. This place is not it. That's what God's been trying to tell us all along. It's fallen. It's broken. It's not what God intended. God doesn't desire a world full of heartache, full of sin. God desires us to be redeemed, recreated, lavished with love. We are his children, and that is what we are. Not who we are, what we are. The reason the world doesn't know us, it didn't know him. So now I don't want you to be freaked out. Listen, I got to get you ready to tune up. If you're going to follow Christ in the 21st century, there's going to be a lot of people that don't like what you believe in. Somebody, y'all listen, give me a head nod or something. Are you with me? I mean, if you're going to stand for Jesus Christ, there's going to be a lot of people bothered. But you know what? Don't forget this. The love of God is more powerful than their criticism. If you make a stand, now guess what? I'm not talking about going to church and doing nothing. I'm talking about really following Christ, really embracing the love God has for Christ in you. Because people don't want to hear people are anti-Christian. Y'all realize that? You tell somebody you're a Christian, they're like, oh! They're scared. They go, well, what do you believe? I believe Jesus will save anybody. That's what it means to follow Christ. I believe sins are forgiven. I believe God has given us ways to live. And not only has he given us ways to live, guess what he's done? He's empowered us to live them. He's loved us into a full and abundant life. How many of y'all glad to know God will love you into a life that will continue on? You say, how you know? Well, let's look. He said, now, dear friends. And then I love the way God writes to us. Now, dear friends, those who are children of God, dear friends, now we are children of God. I love this line. I love this line. And what we will be has yet to be made known. How many of y'all glad to know what we will be has yet to be made known? And let me draw two simple things out of that. First of all, everybody is possible. We see that at Hillview. Everybody's possible. Starts with the pastor. Nobody thought I'd be pastor in a church. Nobody. Nobody. When I went to Warren Central High School, it didn't have most likely to preach. Promise. But guess what? How many of y'all glad to know that God will work the unlikely inside of you? But can you imagine if we all got into the overflow of the unlikely and released that out in the world? What if that was our mission, our testimony, and the Word of God through us? That God, the God who made us, loves us so much that what we will be has yet to be what? Known. Amazing. So let me just help you. Don't criticize people. You know what? I believe one of the greatest spiritual leaders in the world today may be waking up this morning with a hangover. Well, there's no way. So we don't know what God's going to do with anybody yet. So we better be very careful when we start pointing our fingers out, writing people off, because they don't fit our little box of what God should do. I have found that God has a hard time with our boxes. Put him in there, put a stone over it, and 3 days later he jumps out. God will not stay in our confinement, and thank God that he won't. Isn't that neat? God talks to who he wants to talk to. Didn't Jesus do that? When we told Jesus, shame on you, do not talk to Samaritan women, what did he go do? Because you see, he knew who she was going to be. And when they said, don't talk to those irreligious Gentiles, what did Jesus go and do? He went and talked to irreligious Gentiles. And Jesus was even accused of hanging out with wine bibbers. Jesus had never made it in the holy movement. He wasn't holy enough to qualify. Because you know what? Jesus was so holy, he had a love that was so much from heaven that it would change people from where they were to what they could be. That's amazing. So Larry and Emily, you know, y'all been teaching this marriage. It's awesome. But guess what? We got to really teach folks, if they're really going to live out marriage, they ain't living in their strength. They're living in the overflow of God. You know what keeps Elizabeth and I together? We overflow. Because sometimes I come up short. How many of y'all have ever come up short in marriage? Andrew, you ever come up short? Yeah, me too. Don't worry, that happens. How many of y'all husbands ever blown it before? Dave, besides me and you, you reckon anybody else has? Have you blown it before, Dave?
Many times.
And you're like a baptizing machine, and you've still blown it. How many of y'all realize that sometimes we fall short? I got to preach here just a moment. Sometimes we fall short. Now, honey, you've never had that experience, but I'm talking about some people have had these experiences, their husbands falling short. Let me tell you, I didn't fall short. I've fallen miles away from where I could be. But in the overflow of God, God still held on. Do y'all see how that works? God goes where we cannot go. Hold on. God creates what we cannot create. And I wanted to leave you simply with this today. Continue on.
Amen.
Continue on. And young people, you all need to get radical. Would y'all please tell me at how 22 years of age you all have figured out all the doctrines of God and confined him to a one-page manual? And by the way, your cool little rock star pastors, they hadn't done it either. Because guess who can do it? Nobody. So it's time for you to get a real God. He won't fit on the pages of our understanding. He is the God that is beyond our reality. He is the beginning. He is the end. He is the beginning. He is the end. He is the middle. He is the forever. He is beyond what we will be, but he is taking us to be there. That is the God that we worship to each and every day. The God who sent his Son, whose name is Jesus, that whosoever believes in him will not what? But will what? What is everlasting life? Continue on. How many of y'all glad to know every person in this room who is in Jesus Christ will not pass away nor fade away? How many of y'all glad to know that stamped in your heart compliments of Jesus Christ? John, stamped in your heart, man, you just testified to it in baptism. Guess what? Continue on. Becoming like who? Jesus. I don't know, I'm done. Did y'all get that? Did y'all get it today? So church, Elizabeth and I want to thank you. Thank you for being a cool church. Thank you for not firing us when we needed to be. And thank you for holding on that it will get better. I'm amazed. It's crazy. Joe Tisner's engaged. Joe, I mean, when your greatest challenge was to catch a baseball. You're in a lot tougher thing than the ninth inning now, let me tell you. Josh, that whole little baseball team, y'all are all getting married this year. It seems like a couple summers ago, we were coaching these little peewee baseball guys. They thought they were good. They weren't, but we told them they were. You know? And guess what? It only had a moment. Bobby, you were on the big stage with some rock and roll names that all the young people wouldn't know in here. They don't know who Santana is. They studied him in music history. Because of what? The Rolling Stones look like they're from the beginning to the end. There's people don't even know, young people don't even know good artists anymore. Yeah. Like I said, the group Kansas, and they go, where's it located? You see, these things that we create are what?
Temporary.
I promise you, if I went and put the clothes I wore in high school on, oh my gosh, Klein, remember we used to wear mini shirts. You remember that? We did Britney Spears before Britney did Britney. I remember one day at First Baptist Church on a Sunday night, I was protesting going to Sunday night service because I believed if you worshiped real good on Sunday morning, you shouldn't have to return in the evening. And so in protest, I wore a half cut off, you remember those, Clay, tearaway jerseys? I wore one to Sunday night service. And I had five old ladies, man, just about blow themselves up at First Baptist Church. And I walked in, a pair of flip-flops, old holy jeans, and a tearaway jersey. One lady said, I tell you what, I think we got something in the benevolence closet that looks better than that. I was like, baby, it's taking a lot of work to look this good. Now today, if I put on a tearaway jersey, I'd look like a can of those biscuits that you hit up against the counter. Things don't last forever. But faith in Jesus Christ continues what? There you go. Y'all got it? So, Hillview, here's the challenge. I just want to thank y'all for being who you are. Please continue to tell people about Jesus, even when they don't want to hear it. Lovingly tell them. Lieutenant West, I thank you for what you left your faithful brothers in law enforcement with. Thank you for giving them something that would last. And we got to tell the story that lasts. Jesus still saves people in the 21st century. God is still on the throne. His love lasts forever. And you and I get to continue on. That's like really good news. It's beyond us. And so I challenge you to live beyond yourself. So live where only Christ can take you. Try that challenge. Live where only what? Christ can take you and see what happens. Don't doubt what God will do, because He will do. All right? Anybody got any questions? 21 years, just a word of encouragement to all these people over here. You all will be in your 40s before you know it, so enjoy every moment right now. Cool deal? Elizabeth's not in her 40s yet, but you can get there really quick. Y'all got this? I want to thank you for something that's really special. I'm as excited right now, I'm telling you, I'm as excited right now to be the pastor of Hillview Heights Church as the day I came in here 21 years ago. In fact, let me tell you what, I'm more jazzed up about it because here's what I really am finding. I think we're going to see the latter days of this ministry, I mean, just explode with God's reality. I see people coming to Christ all over the place in many different avenues, and you're a part of that. So I do want to challenge you once again. Please talk to the people you have around your life that don't know Jesus Christ and invite them to who? Jesus Christ. You say, well, some of them may not like me. Well, they probably don't like you anyway, so don't make it such a big deal. You know, take the risk. They can like you and go to hell or meet Jesus and continue on. Now, when I put it like that, what does that do to that excuse? And I just want to help you. I have a lot of people that don't like me. Doesn't affect my sleep. It doesn't do any of those things. You know why? But hold on. You got to have this before it doesn't affect you. I have a Jesus who's lavished his love upon me. So I no longer seek the approval of the createes. I bask in the absolute reality of the creator. That's what changes it. And then continue on. Cool deal? So we're going to continue on. I look forward to seeing what all your all's children look like. That'll be here shortly. I pray that they act exactly like you all did growing up, exactly, and that your parents will, you as parents will be challenged like you challenged your parents. I'm learning from grandparents. They say, man, I love my grandchildren. I said, what's the difference? They said, you can give them back. So I look forward to one day looking at you, Blake, and going, here it is. What are you and mom doing tonight? Here it is. You never know. God continues on. If you've had people that are in Christ, they have not passed away. They've continued on. Remember that at every moment of death, those in Christ continue on. And so today, like every other Sunday for 21 years, we want to offer the greatest message of all, the grace of Jesus Christ that He made for you, so that at the time of your last breath, you will do what? Continue on. I'm a bottom line kind of preacher. If you don't meet Jesus, you go to hell. That's a bad deal. You say, well, Pastor, do you think I'm going to hell? I'm offering you, watch this, I stay on the overflow. I'm offering you an opportunity to meet Jesus. If you will receive Jesus, you don't have to worry about hell. So why not do what? Receive Jesus. I don't know why people think, just think smart. This took me years to learn in academia, but guess what? If you study before the test, it's a lot less stressful. Amen. Took me 7 years to learn that. If you read all your assignments when you go along, finals aren't a big deal. If you study all the whole semester the night before, it's a big deal. Do what God's called you to do. Share, care, receive, and love on. Continue on in the name of Jesus, all right? If y'all don't mind, let's stand together. God's going to do some great things with you right here. Greatest message, greatest opportunity. Also, if y'all don't mind, I want y'all to give a round of thanks for all the pastors on this staff. They do such a tremendous job. I don't get to thank them enough, but there are times that... There are times I want to say thanks, man. They're a great group of men and women who love God, and they're sold out to one thing, that people might continue on in grace. If you've never received the Lord Jesus Christ, He's already saved you. 2,000 years ago, He stretched out His arms on a cross, and He forgave us of our sins, and He's drawn you to that message. Here's what I want you to know. No human being can save another human being, but Jesus can save anybody and is willing to. And so right now, if you've never asked Christ in your life, ask Him right now, Lord Jesus, I realize who You are today. You are the Son of God. And Lord Jesus, I ask You to come into my life. I'm sorry for my sins. I want to be forgiven. And so, Lord, I ask You to come into my life. Boy, right now, God's changing you. And come talk to one of our pastors and let us know about that. If you've asked Christ in your life sometime during the week, you realize you know the salvation of Jesus and you place that in your life. Well, guess what? You need to be obedient and you need to be baptized. You need to be obedient and you need to be what? Baptized. That's what the Lord asks of you. And so come and talk to one of our pastors and let's get that set up. We got Easter coming up. Man, what a great time to be baptized on Easter. We're going to baptize Easter Sunday morning, but check us out. Right after the three services on Easter, that afternoon, we're just having a baptismal service. You know what my prayer is? That y'all will tell so many beautiful people about what could happen in their lives through Jesus Christ. That truly we spend all Easter afternoon into the evening baptizing folks. You say, well, Pastor Harris, you think that could happen? I just preached to you that God can see what we can't even imagine. Let God have His way. All right, you ready? This altar's open. Come, let's receive Christ. Let's pray. Let's give thanks. Let's celebrate. Let's let God have His way. In the name of Jesus, come on forward. Let God love on you. If you need prayers of healing or just God's touch in your life, come and pray. I tell you what, do everything today other than this. Don't be disobedient to what He tells you. So come on, in the name of Jesus, let's worship at this altar. Thank you, Lord.